Unit 9. Mystery on Mount Everest. Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay climbed to the peak of Mount Everest in 1953. For 50 years, history books have said that Hillary and Norgay were the first to get to the top. But history might be wrong. George Mallory was a British schoolteacher and an excellent climber. Mallory went to Mount Everest several times in the early 1920s. On the first trip in 1921, he helped to map Mount Everest. On the next trip in 1922, he attempted to climb to the top of Everest, but a huge avalanche killed 7 Tibetan guides and almost killed Mallory. Although it was dangerous, Mallory wanted to try again. During a lecture tour of the United States in 1923, a reporter asked the explorer, "Why do you want to climb Everest?" Mallory's answer became famous, "Because it's there." In 1924, Mallory returned to Mount Everest. This time, he was going to try very hard to get to the top. His team set up camps on the mountainside. The highest was Camp 6 at 8,140 meters. On the morning of June 6th, he and a young climber named Sandy Irvine left camp. Irvine was an engineering student. He was not an experienced climber, but he was an expert on oxygen equipment. When they left camp, Mallory borrowed a camera from another team member. At 12:50 that afternoon, the team's movie maker, Noel O'Dell, saw Mallory and Irvine far above him. Mallory and Irvine were behind schedule, but were going strong, 250 meters below the top. Then a cloud covered the peak. No one ever saw Mallory and Irvine alive again. A few years later, other mountain climbers found some of Mallory's equipment. In 1933, British climbers found Irvine's ice axe. In 1975, a Chinese climber said that he saw a body in old climbing clothes. Then, in 1999, a U.S. team that was looking for Mallory and Irvine found a frozen body at 8,400 meters. DNA testing showed that it was George Mallory. The team did not find Irvine or the camera. The mystery is when Mallory died. Did he die climbing to the peak or coming down from the peak? The climber's clothing, boots, ropes, tools, and oxygen equipment were not very good compared to modern equipment. There is an especially difficult wall of rock called the Second Step, just below the peak. It is hard to believe that Mallory and Irvine climbed this steep rock wall with their poor equipment. Some climbing experts believe Mallory and Irvine probably were successful. However, many others think the challenge was almost impossible. No one knows for sure. The camera may be the key to the mystery. When Hillary and Norgay climbed to the top, they immediately took pictures of each other. Perhaps Mallory and Irvine did the same. Photography experts say that the film in Mallory's camera can still be developed if the camera was never opened. Sir Edmund Hillary said that it is not important who was first to the top. Hillary said, "Who knows? Mallory may have reached the summit. Probably he didn't. But he certainly did not reach the bottom. Although he is a heroic figure, he didn't quite complete the job. It is true that Mallory probably did not finish the climb, but he was still a brave explorer of the world's highest and most dangerous mountain."